Good morning, Gdansk!
Good morning, Gdansk! It's a Friday before Christmas and you're still here with Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farman, jest piątek, jest piąteczek, jest przedświątecznie.
How does it feel? The Friday before Christmas, people. The Friday before Christmas. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Yes, I love Christmas.
Do you know what? I even went ice skating recently. Have you been this year, ice skating?
Jeszcze w tym roku nie.
No?
Nie,
most dangerous
przede mną.
Sport in the world. I swear to God, it's the most dangerous thing you can do.
Ale a lot of fun.
It is, but, you know, trying to stand on ice, it's really difficult, guys. It's really difficult. I fell over a couple of times, however...
Dlaczego mnie ze psa domów nie zabrałeś? I would love to see this.
Do you know what? It's you know, I try to do a few tricks.
Tricky, od razu, you know, jasne, tricky.
What can I say? I'm like an ice skating ballerina.
Ballerina, tak, tak.
But it is the last Friday before Christmas. Some of you guys are in the office thinking about those Christmas presents. Some of you guys are in the shopping centers shopping for those presents. Let us know what you're up to, 603-060606, just to get you in the mood. There's a little bit of Robbie Williams, yeah? Time for Christmas. It's like my favorite Christmas song this year.
Tak, to już wiemy. Już jest twoja deklaracja do zgodnej miłości do Robiego Williamsa, tak. Time for change.
For once in your life, make it matter. For once in your life, let it be. Why don't you hand it all over? And sing it out loudly with me. Soon we will all be forgotten, but while we're all still here on earth, sing about love and forget about loss, and shout for whatever you're worth. Come on, spread the word. Doesn't everyone hurt? Do you remember the good old days when all the children would cheer? Well, the times are right, my friends. Santa's nearly here. Christmas time, Christmas time. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Seasons come, seasons go. A song, a time for change is here. Mum's got a lot to get together, and Dad, he provides what he can. They've been saving up forever and ever and ever just to do it all over again. Got me dreaming of home. Fills my heart full of hope. Do you remember the good old days when all the children would cheer? Well, the times are right, my friends. Santa's nearly here. Christmas time, Christmas time. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Seasons come, seasons go. A song, a time for change is here. A time for change must be here. So send all your loving out into the world. It's your
That is what I'm talking about. Robbie Williams, time for a change.
Time for a change. I dzisiaj właśnie o tym, że jest czas na zmianę, będziemy poniekąd rozmawiać, because today mamy taką propozycję dla naszych słuchaczy. Zastanawialiśmy się, jak to ugryźć. i powiemy po prostu wprost. 603 06 06 06 06. Gdybyście, drodzy słuchacze, mieli zaprosić Chrisa do siebie, do domu, na święta, co przede wszystkim byście mu pokazali, w jaki sposób chcielibyście, by to przeżycie, tego przeżycia doświadczył? Czyli święta w polskim domu, mamy rodowitego Brytyjczyka, Chrisa Farmana, który mógłby przyjść do was do domu i przeżyć z wami Wigilię albo święta Bożego Narodzenia. Co byście zaproponowali, co na pewno uważacie, że powinniśmy mu pokazać?
Why am I feeling quite nervous about what answers are gonna come?
Nie wiem, jakie są twoje oczekiwania.
I'm feeling a little bit nervous, but you know, I am willing to do this. Maybe if we do have a very good one, maybe I'll even come to your home. Who knows?
Otóż to.
Who knows?
Oczywiście propozycje najciekawsze, najzabawniejsze będziemy dziś nagradzać. Mamy dziś dla was płyty CD zespołu 5/6. To jest ich debiutancki album Nieoblicza. Co śpiewają? O tym za moment. No ale właśnie, invite Chris to your
Polish Christmas.
Tak.
Wow. What to expect on a Polish Christmas? That is the biggest thing.
Ask people.
Okay, I know most people are going to be like, oh, you know, we can have fish. Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
But okay, I'm interested. I really am interested. Polish people, what do you do? What activities? Let's hear some activities. Because, you know, we like to play Monopoly, for example. But generally, is there any cool activities that you would show me? Can you show me the Polish way? Can you make me a Polish Englishman?
Oh. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Polish Englishman.
603-06-06-06. Up now, of course, is 5/6 or 5/6.
Nieoblicza, to jest ich płyta debiutancka. W przyszłym tygodniu, to od razu zapowiadamy, będą gośćmi audycji Good Morning Gdańsk, a jak śpiewają, co śpiewają, to są studenci Akademii Muzycznej w Gdańsku. Już teraz zobaczmy.
Did I lose control? Only overseas, only memories. Wish I had the key to your heart. People come and go,
come and
baby,
go.
They don't know,
they don't
what
know
we had before.
What it felt before your eyes.
Roller coaster, roller coaster. Spinning all around and around for the world, baby. Roller coaster.
Like this, daughter, never ever
miss you more. If there's a reason why it happens more.
Only overseas,
overseas.
Only memories. Wish I had the key to your heart.
Roller coaster,
spinning all around and around for the world, baby. Roller
Wow. Yes, indeed.
To jest to. 5/6, tak nazywa się ten zespół i to była piosenka Roller Coaster z repertuaru Justina Biebera i to jest dopiero szok. W każdym razie mamy dla Was do wygrania płyty właśnie tych młodych, wspaniałych ludzi, tego zespołu 5/6. Przypomnę, w przyszłym tygodniu będą gośćmi audycji Good Morning Gdańsk, ale dziś mamy dla Was już ich płytę, płytę premierową, debiutancką, która dopiero ukaże się w styczniu. I to są studenci pierwszego roku studiów magisterskich wokalistyki jazzowej z Akademii Muzycznej w Gdańsku. No, wspaniałe.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. I have to say I didn't expect that, but really, wow, amazing. And of course, on their CD, there's 12 different songs there. Covers from some of them, like Titanium with David Guetta, Roller Coaster, which we just heard, and of course, Viva La Vida.
No proszę, ale Viva La Vida to będzie jak odwiedzisz kogoś z naszych słuchaczy.
Seriously, I am really impressed.
But... No i Marzena pierwsza się zgłosiła, zaprasza cię do Kartus. I masz w planie, będziesz miał tak, barszcz, pierogi, karpia w migdałach, imprezę urodzinową, huczną, bo 50 lat kończy nasza słuchaczka, a potem spacer piękną promenadą Kartus. A?
Sounds fantastic, does sound fantastic, apart from the carp.
Ach, czyli karpik jednak nie.
Not a big fan, but generally also Max here, saying that the Kashubian Christmas is completely different from the Polish type of Christmas, like traditions, the Christmas and New Year. What is so different though about the Kashubian? So Max, please, let us know actually, because I'm really interested. You know, Kashubi is what, just 50 kilometers from us? I don't know.
No tak naprawdę wyjedziesz tylko za Gdańsk i już możesz mieć Kaszuby, także blisko.
Also, we have here to actually just basically come and spend it with the family, you know, fantastic atmosphere, things like this. So it sounds like I may be adopted this Christmas.
Ale ja nie chcę używać tego słowa adopcja, może bardziej zaproś. Zaproś Chrisa do domu na święta. Invite Chris for Christmas.
But what are we gonna do? That is the question. Give me some activity, because, you know, I tend to get bored just sitting there watching Kevin on TV. So what are we gonna do? Are we gonna go to midnight mass together?
No ale Marzena już ci zaproponowała. Pierwszego dnia jesz, drugiego dnia masz imprezę urodzinową, a trzeciego spacer. To może jednak kartuzy.
That is a pretty good activity list, I have to admit.
Ktoś jeszcze napisał, że tego się nie da zważyć, zmierzyć, opisać. Atmosfera jest niesamowita. I ktoś tutaj bardziej tak metaforycznie właśnie do sprawy podchodzi i atmosferę świąt Bożego Narodzenia byś poznał. Ale
but
kto?
How,
nie podpisała się
exactly,
ta osoba.
How do you make that atmosphere though? You know, like, what does it make? Does it have the mulled wine in the background, the smell of mulled wine, the candles? Oh wow, I'm getting Christmassy already.
Ja też już widzę to oczyma wyobraźni.
Why have I not been invited to your place for Christmas, Evelina?
No właśnie chcę, żeby słuchacze się wykazali.
You're trying to palm me off with our listeners and you haven't even invited me yourself.
Nie odbieraj tego w ten sposób.
Incredible, incredible. 603-060606. Don't forget, we have, how many CDs? We have quite a few.
Mamy trochę, tak.
Quite a few to give away, so...
Wspaniały prezent przedświąteczny, może jeszcze pod choinkę będzie można włożyć, 5/6, ten zespół i ich płyta.
However, one quick question. Who has a CD player?
No, myślę, że jeszcze są tacy, którzy mają CD
people?
Player, a nawet cassette player, a nawet magnetowid, wideo, pamiętasz wideo?
You have
kasety
one?
Wideo, nie no, już gdzieś tam w piwnicy, tylko but you remember this, you
of
also
course.
Had, no właśnie.
I was alive then, don't worry. No. I'm not that young.
Okay.
Is it me? Is it you or just this place? Wants us to groove tonight, wants us to move all night.
Don't be scared, if not you then who would dare? Change everything tonight, we want to move all night. All you need is to take a while to get a rhythm. Your body.
make your mind just wait till I'm ready to catch you and hide it inside. That's what I want.
I am completely blown away.
Ja również. Pięć szóstych, tak nazywa się ten zespół.
Like, seriously, completely unexpected. Really, I am blown away. They are amazing. And of course, we've just had a text in.
Ja chciałam tylko dodać, że już w przyszłym tygodniu wywiad z grupą 5 szóstych na antenie Radia Gdańsk w audycji Good Morning Gdańsk. Będzie można w przyszłym tygodniu posłuchać z nimi rozmowy. No przyjdą, odwiedzą nas poświątecznie. Ale...
Ale indeed. Tomek has sent me in. Well, yeah, literally sent me in. He does include you, Evelina.
Przepraszam, właśnie. Jestem w nawiasie uwzględniona. Dziękuję, panie Tomku.
So, as the weather is good, I would take Chris, Evelina also. Why does Evelina have to come along? Why can't it just be our Christmas, Tomek? Why can't we leave your wife and Evelina at home? We can have a guy's Christmas.
Kończymy audycję. Dziękujemy bardzo.
There's my... Evelina to Łódź, there's my wife and I prepared a trip on the Baltic Sea.
I tutaj po chwileczkę, czyli pojechali do Łodzi po to, żeby przygotować wycieczkę po Bałtyku. No dobra.
Indeed. On the Baltic Sea, of course, there will be food on this luxury yacht, which I'm assuming Tomek does have a luxury yacht.
Tak, luksusowy jacht. Tomku, już widzisz, masz tu pierwszy punkt dodany.
And of course, we're going to catch our dinner. We are going to go fishing. Yes, Chris has to show me his fishing talent. And then, of course, we are going to sit down to lunch on the boat. And it's basically going to be a three-day excursion on the boat.
Ale Tomasz ma wyobraźnię. Smażone dorsze na łodzi, sałatka skarpia w sosie musztardowym z frytkami, a na deser ciasto marchewkowe zrobione na łodzi.
And he does say, what do you think? Well, Tomek, I think you've just won yourself a CD.
Tak jest,
congratulations.
Tomku.
Seriously? I'm going for Christmas with Tomek, I think. This is even better than my family.
Dajesz jeszcze szansę innym?
This is amazing.
Or you already decided?
I pretty much decided. Tomek, let me know when we're meeting. And it's fine. I'm up for it.
Nawet to wyzwanie, jeśli chodzi o wędkowanie, nie martwicie?
I'm pretty good at fishing, don't worry.
No, a like, czy jest coś, czym jesteś niedobry? Is there anything that you cannot do?
To be honest, I'm just naturally talented at most things. What can I say?
And modest przede wszystkim.
But congratulations, Tomek, you have just won yourself one of the many CDs to give away. Of course, there is plenty more to give away, so let us know, 603-060606. If you had me for Christmas, what would you do?
A ja mam tutaj, dobra, ciekawy SMS od Joanny za moment.
It's the Friday before Christmas, so let's find out what's going on with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk English Service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. First up, this weekend there will be a performance of Handel's Messiah by the Polish Chamber Choir at Lwów Cathedral tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. This annual Christmas concert is taking place under the auspices of the mayor of the city of Gdańsk, and which is a tradition that has lasted for 10 years. Lwów Cathedral is the perfect place for this classical masterpiece. Tickets are priced from 30 to 50 zloty. Next up, we have Parkrun Gdańsk, which is a free time measurement run that takes place regularly every Saturday at 9 a.m. in Ronald Reagan Park. The race is held over 5 kilometers and is intended for all runners, both amateurs and professionals, regardless of their level of advancement or age. The race is part of an initiative that was born in the UK and which is also organized abroad in Denmark, Iceland, Australia and South Africa. The run in Ronald Reagan Park is a particularly popular one and is a great place to take part in this fun event. After the runs are done, participants usually meet over tea or coffee in a nearby cafe. Come and become a member of the Parkrun Gdańsk family. And finally for today, there's the Illuminations in Oliva Park, which are going on throughout the festive season. Oliva Park is one of the nicest, most peaceful and relaxing places in the whole of Tri-City, and a walk around the gardens is thoroughly recommended to get away from the drudgery of everyday life. During the winter, the gardens are illuminated with thousands of Christmas lights, which turn the park into a magical kingdom. If you're in the area between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m, do take a look, and if you happen to take a stroll on Christmas Eve, remember you can admire the beautiful lights display from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, the very next day give it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, the very next day, you give it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special. Once bitten, but twice shy, keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? It's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I loved you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special.
Bravo.
Amazing.
Pięknie wykonana piosenka. Manic Street Preachers.
So, the first winner, of course, was Tomek for the CD, but like I said, we have plenty more CDs to give away.
Czy ktoś przebije pomysł Tomka? Monika, zaprasza cię w stroju Świętego Mikołaja. Dwóch małych chłopców będzie zachwycony.
And Monica, you're not the only one that's saying about this.
Ten pomysł się pojawia.
So basically, now I've kind of decided that this Christmas Eve, for 100 zloty, you can get me dressed up as Santa Claus. I will come and bring presents to your children.
Znacie już cenę od razu.
This is amazing, yes? Like, let's just make a business out of this on Christmas Eve. 100 zloty. We can maybe visit, I don't know, 10 houses in one night, maybe 20, if Evelina dresses up as well.
Yeah.
We can tag team this, it's no problem. Seriously, fantastic business
idea.
Ja będę
grać drzewo, tak jak zawsze w sztukach.
We can do the same for Easter, we can dress up as the Easter Bunny. Yeah.
A, ja Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Nie brnij w to, there po prostu zostawmy już ten temat. Małgosia, for Christmas, please come. Widzisz?
Yeah,
please
but hold on.
Come.
Hold on, wait to see what else she says.
No cóż takiego.
Yes, so please come, but there's other ones here. So, for example, please come, the time we have, whole family with us, I hate the crowd, the full smiles, blah. But on the first day, I'm visiting my friends, so come with me.
To wow. Już ci się podoba.
I'm going to meet Małgorzata's friends.
And Małgorzata too.
And Małgorzata. We will hop Gdynia, Gdańsk and Rumia, eating delicious food and resting and walk in the beloved Orłowo.
Oh, pięknie.
Also,
romantyczne zakończenie.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? Hey, Małgorzata, how you doing? and of course, the band is amazing, apparently. Yes, 5-6. Let's be honest, they are pretty amazing. Now, Joanna.
Ja wybieram Joannę,
oh,
która ma dla ciebie propozycję wręcz nie do odrzucenia, Krzysztofie.
I'm
It's a good idea because it's always help is needed. Cleaning windows, vacuuming, and so on. You would be responsible for taking care of children and probably you would be dressed like Santa to give them presents. How do you feel about this?
I feel that with Joanna and Monica, that's already 200 swati in the bag.
Ale jeszcze jest vacuuming, cleaning windows.
Well,
to
you know what?
To jest oczywiście z dobroci serca.
I kind of feel like I'm being used. That's how I feel. I kind of feel like you're using me for Christmas.
Nie. Interpretacja jest absolutnie zła. Robisz dobry uczynek przed świętami.
I feel like what you're asking for Christmas there, Joanna, is a slave. And unfortunately, that's not really what I'm willing to do. But hanging around with children at Christmas, this is a lot of fun, I have to admit.
No właśnie.
Playing with their presents. Like, I get more fun out of children's presents than them.
Chciałam to powiedzieć, że będziesz bardziej się bawił
niż one. It's amazing.
No dobrze, no dobrze. Mamy do wygrania płyty, przypominamy wam ciągle jeszcze. 5/6, tak nazywa się ten zespół. Śledźcie ich, bo to młodzi, bardzo zdolni ludzie z naszej Gdańskiej Akademii Muzycznej. Chris, zapraszam na kawę z cynamonem.
Okay, I can do that. No
ale jest warunek. Patrycja napisała, jak w każdym polskim domu przystało. Take off your shoes and then you have to put on the slippers.
Okay, you know what? For cinnamon and coffee, I can deal with this. I can deal with putting on slippers.
Założę kapciuszkę.
Tant que j'ai l'audace de tenir la main de l'autre pour aimer le temps qui passe. Dans tout ce que je fais, la rage et l'amour s'embrassent. Qu'elle soit mienne ou qu'elle soit vôtre, la vie nous dépasse. Que vendra, que vendra. Yo escribo mi camino sin pensar, sin pensar. Donde acabará. Dans mes joies, dans mes peines, dans mes choix, dans mes larmes, je laisse aller mes sentiments. Au mieux on écrit son chemin comme on se soigne, pour aimer indifféremment. Sous les sables mouvants d'un passé qui s'effondre, je me raccroche à ce que j'aime, prenant soin de chaque seconde. Les heures prendront soin d'elles-mêmes. Que viendra, que viendra. Sans savoir ce qui nous attend un peu plus tard. Laissez parler, mon instinct me guérit. Puisque tout cela est bien trop court, j'aimerais jusqu'à mon dernier jour, jusqu'à mon dernier souffle de vie. Que viendra, que viendra. Jusqu'où j'irai, j'en sais rien. Sin pensar, sin pensar. Sans penser à demain. Que vendra, que vendra. Escribo mi camino. Si me pierdo es que ya me he encontrado y sé que debo continuar.
That was, I don't know about Christmassy.
Przyjemne.
Also, a little text here. We can play Polish Scrabble. Fantastic
idea. Ciocią polonistką. Patrzcie jaki. Jest przecież dalszy ciąg tego SMS-a. Ciocia polonistka is an aunt. Is an aunt.
Okay.
And she's a Polish specialist. She's a Polish teacher.
And she thinks I'm going to get more than two letters, which are going to be like, to? fly.
Bardzo szybko, myślę, w ekspresowym tempie. To będzie ekspresowa nauka języka polskiego u cioci polonistki. Pozdrawiamy.
How many letters is naprawdę?
Naprawdę. Yeah. No licz.
Oh, God, I can't spell that.
Nie, nie,
or
naprawdę.
Dokładnie? How many letters is that? What, five, six maybe? I love how you guys do it. D o worker is like a primary school, you know? English is like D, you know? I love how you guys pronounce the alphabet.
Tak,
it's cute.
Przeliteruj in English. Dokładnie. How would it be in English?
Dokładnie? What? The English translation? Yeah,
no, not translation. the Polish word in English.
The, like...
D-O...
D-O... W...
Jakie W?
I don't know.
Dobra, ciocia polonistka, koniecznie alert, alert, polonistyczny alert.
I think that's a complete fail. I will lose drastically at that.
No i wreszcie, w czymś byś nie był najlepszy. Tomasz, i tu masz plan. Po polsku. Złożymy sobie życzenia. Połamiemy się opłatkiem. Fragment z Pisma Świętego. Zjemy pierogi, rybę, reszta potraw. Posłuchamy kolęd. Może pośpiewamy. Otworzymy prezenty, jeśli Święty Mikołaj się pojawi. Obejrzymy coś w TV i pójdziemy na pasterkę. I to jest 100% polska tradycja.
Do you know what? I love all of this apart from the wafer, Tomek. Because this, I can't...
Opłatek nie.
I just can't do these kind of close relations. It's like, I just don't know what to say. Like, hey, high five, good stuff, have a good year.
Wyobraźcie sobie, we even have like a one-year relationship, let's call it this way.
Yeah.
And he's never close to me. To jest zawsze taki z daleka. Cześć, pomacha.
Yeah, prawda. Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Yeah, because it's difficult.
Still waiting for my Christmas present.
Yeah, but, what? But generally, you know, like when you have, we've now had a distant relationship for like, I say distant, we're kind of close. We're like, what, two computers apart?
Jesteście blisko duchowo i mentalnie.
But we've had like this kind of distant relationship now for 1 year, so now it would be weird if I, you know, come close like, oh, hey, and give you like a little hug.
Nie, 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 zostawiamy you know? Tak jak jest.
Exactly, it would be strange, yes?
Ale jeżeli chodzi o opłatek, mam bardzo ciekawą statystykę, drodzy słuchacze, bo jak się okazuje, 85% Polaków, osób obchodzących Wigilię, 85% nie lubi tej części Wigilii, nie przepada za dzieleniem się opłatkiem, za składaniem życzeń. 85% taką statystykę.
I can imagine it, because it's difficult, really. Like, what do you say? Oh, happy new year, have a great Christmas. You know, it's always the same stuff. So is it really genuine? That's also the question. What you say, is it genuine? So it's, yeah, I don't know. Wishes? Like, what are you, how are you going to give your wishes this year?
No, ja zawsze szczerze, straight from the heart.
Straight from the heart?
And if you don't know the person, what can you wish? You always wish health.
Exactly.
No i wszystkiego najlepszego na święta.
But do you mean it? That's the question.
No a jak możesz komuś życzyć, like, because normally życzyć zdrowia?
Because it just rolls off your tongue so easily. Just gets like automatic, yes?
No,
like,
I always mean it.
Really?
Ja tak. Tak. Dobra, Piotr, Krzychu, wpadaj do mnie, ja też mam dużo do kawy, do popicia.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
The big fat red man is coming to town indeed. Michael Bublé, seriously, he is a symbol of Christmas.
To prawda.
You know, when you hear Michael Bublé, you kind of know,
you
it's,
know
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah,
to prawda.
Pretty much on the same level as Wham.
Wyobraźcie sobie, drodzy słuchacze Radia Gdańsk, ile ja teraz miałam problemów, Basia również, która dziś jest naszą realizatorką, by wyjaśnić Chrisowi, co to znaczy Krzychu. By wyjaśnić mu różnicę pomiędzy Krzychem, Krzysiem, Krzysztofem, Krzyśkiem. Ale chyba zrozumiał.
I cannot understand the difference.
Still not.
Apparently there is a difference. But I really cannot get it.
Piotrze, coś ty zrobił pisząc Krzychu.
It's nice, but...
It's nice, it's inaczej, nice. I niech
but
tak będzie.
You just spent the whole song trying to explain to me what kind of relationship it is to be able to pronounce it like this. This is why Polish is so incredibly difficult.
To prawda.
You just change everything. However, we are going to give away one more prize right now before 12 o'clock. And we believe that's going to go to the... Ciocia?
Polonistka.
Dokładnie.
Tylko słuchaczko droga, poprosimy jeszcze o twoje imię.
603060606.
Ciocia polonistka otrzymuje płytę. No i co, pojawisz się? You will appear there.
Maybe I will write down on my hand a few, like, you know, 10 letter words in Polish and yeah.
Może powiem tak, you can call me in case.
Really?
Okay. Miej taką małą słuchaweczkę w uchu.
And what are you gonna say to me?
A ja będę ci podpowiadać.
W-O-U-N. I'm like, what?
Właśnie. Tak to dokładnie będzie.
It's not late, it's not too late, people. 603-06-06-06. I think maybe we will do one more winner before 12 o'clock.
Tak właśnie zrobimy!
Text us right now.
Oh God, 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 they're gonna eat me up for breakfast. You think you look good in whatever they sugarcoat you in. In my body is a temple you can worship, I'm a fever and I kick you in the teeth, sir. So even when you're spitting blood, you would save a thought for me. Cause I got so mad I held the world for ransom.
Piotr is now explaining things for me. Niznam angielski Chris to dobrze? To be honest, Chris in English, it is a bit plain and boring. I have to admit, I do like shishu. Shishu, how did, what's this other one? Shishu? How?
Krzychu.
Shihu? How do you read these words?
Ale Krzysztof, a powiedz wesołych świąt.
Oh, okay, it's Wistowa? No.
Wesołych świąt.
Wesołe świąt. Wesołe świąt. Let's be honest, it's quite difficult. Like, how do you, you have to kind of rearrange your whole mouth. Like, wesołe?
Tak.
Okay, wesołe świąt. Like, really? How, in English, Merry Christmas.
No, po polsku wesołych świąt.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How easy was that, huh?
A wesołych świąt, cudownie proste.
Yeah, but you guys have like a different mouth to everybody
no,
else.
Mam.
It's like, your mouth
mam.
Is like strangely shaped, I think.
No, ale myślę, że co, już mieszkasz tutaj prawie 5 lat, to już wesołych świąt.
Wesołych świąt.
Przepięknie, przepięknie.
Do you know what, if you could see my face as I pronounce this.
Tak, to wygląda jakby, pamiętacie ten fragment z filmu Barei, gdy pani na dworcu wkładała sobie pyzy, żeby mówić bardziej z akcentem? To jest właśnie tak to wygląda w tej chwili.
It's terrible, it really is. But do you know what, actually, it is Christmas, people, and we are feeling super, super generous.
Oh, przepraszam, oh. Jest wyzwanie dla ciebie.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
Powiedz 33 od pani Iwy. Say 33.
33. Actually, do you know what? I have a small problem with this. The 30 and the 40. Because sometimes, you know when I... No, but when I go to a petrol station, for example, and I'm like, oh, number 3. Like, yeah, number 3. And then like, co? 3. Or, because you say like...
3 albo 3.
Exactly. And, you know, the same. For example, pinch, piątek. Or you have different names. Like if you want to go into a room and the room is number 5, you call it like piątunia or something like...
Pokój numer 5. Pokój piąty.
Really? I've heard many different things. Dwa. Dwa has about 20 different ways of saying dwa.
Drugiego.
Dokładnie.
Drugim i tak dalej. No, it's... polska język, trudna język.
Dokładnie, ale this is going to be my New Year's resolution, people. Yes, indeed. Give me 3 months. I'm going to be... Halfway to fluency, let's say. Halfway to fluency.
Słyszeliśmy to wszyscy. 3 miesiące,
it right now.
Which means the end of March.
Oh, wow. That sounds very soon.
I audycja jest w języku polskim. Dziękuję bardzo.